It's 8:26 BBC Southern Counties Radio, and now to the chap who has the best job in the world.
BBC Southern Counties Radio.
Now, this is 19-year-old Sam Gorn from Littlehampton, and he's just got the job of a professional gamer, only one of 20 in the country. He's with us now. Hello, Sam.
Good morning.
When we say gamer, it sounds a bit like sort of roulette, but it's computer games, isn't it?
My main game is Counter-Strike, which is like a PC platform game.
Right, okay. How long have you been playing computer games for?
Probably about 5 years now, which is probably a bit too long, but...
Oh, well, I don't know. I thought you were going to say since I was 5 years old, actually, because they've been around a while. Tell us how you got to be one of the 20 who are the professional gamers. It was a competition, wasn't it?
I played for years before, just as a hobby, and obviously the CGS, which is the Championship Gaming Series, came along, and they were offering a salary for professional gamers if they won their tournament. So I went to Birmingham, and there was a big tournament there for Counter-Strike, and I was lucky enough to win the tournament.
Wow.
And that's how I got into it, really.
So what does this actually mean for you? What does it mean about sort of travel and the like?
It means I get to attend the World Finals, which will be in Los Angeles in America, and the prize fund there is going to be about $1 million, like, overall, and there's going to be teams from Latin America, Australia, Asia, North America, and two from Europe and two from the UK, which is the Birmingham Salvo and London Mint. So
tell us a bit about Counter-Strike. What's it like?
It's mainly just a team-based game. You've got five other players in your team, and you're working all together just to win. And it's offensive and defensive, and you'll be playing against, say, five other players, and you'll be sitting opposite them. So you can see their faces and expressions when you, like, either get a kill or... Don't get a kill.
There's a lot of shooting. Huh? Let's have a listen to him. Quite violent, isn't it?
Some would say it's violent, but I just consider it as a fun team playing game.
Yeah. Is it quite different in that you can actually, you know, the fact that you're sitting around with loads of different people rather than just playing you against a computer?
I find that a lot more interesting because I think humans, as always, are more competitive and are probably a lot better than a computer would be, so I find it more challenging.
Now, what I want to know is, because you were lined up for going to university, weren't you?
I had a place at Kent to study law, but I've deferred for a year just to see how far I can go in gaming, really. Sounds like a good plan to me, but...
No, it's fantastic. Why not? So what do your folks make of this when you said, actually, I'm not going to go and study law, I'm going to be a professional gamer instead for a year?
Actually, they've been really supportive of me, even though obviously at first they thought, oh, why would you want to do that? But I don't know, really. They've kept in touch with me every single tournament I've been to, and they've continued to be really supportive. I don't know why, but they seem to be right behind me.
Well, it's because you're doing really well, actually, you know. And, we would celebrate you if you were doing really well in athletics, so why shouldn't we celebrate you if you're doing really well in Counter-Strike?
Exactly.
I think something's about to blow up here. It's a big bomb type thing which someone has just... It's glowing red. Will it make a big noise?
Yeah, it should go boom.
Do you have a headache after playing this?
I'll just make sure my volume's not so loud that I can hear myself.
I think that red thing must have exploded. There we are. Well, good luck. Let us know how you get on, Sam, won't you?
Okay.
Cheers for coming on. There we are. Professional gamer Sam Gorn from Littlehampton. 8:31 BBC Southern Counties Radio, and Lainey Whiting with the headlines.